Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Okay, welcome back in the Lady Yellow Jacket Soccer Show. Our thanks to Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, and Clock Tower Inn. As always, Don Trenum, the head coach, up next. The Jackets hit the road in the GNAC, and do they get that first win? We'll talk about Western Oregon and St. Martin's before the Jackets come home on Halloween with Western Washington. All next on the Lady Yellow Jacket Soccer Show.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Welcome back on the Lady Yellow Jacket Soccer Show. Our thanks to Ortho Montana, Sign Pro, and First Interstate Bank. Well, Coach, you hit the road with Western Oregon and St. Martin's, and you come up with a big win. Talk about the weekend.
I think it's always good to get at least one win on the road. So coming back with the split, you always want to win both, but getting a win is good. Western Oregon game, I think we never really got into it. Not to say we weren't playing hard and trying to do things, but just didn't happen for us on the day there. And you probably got to give Western Oregon a lot of credit for that. I think they. They executed their game plan, we didn't, and as a result, we lost 3-0. So we were all really disappointed about that one. Kind of put a little urgency on the team to get a result on Saturday against St. Martin's, and the fact that we were 8-8 at that time, 500. Still working hard towards a winning season, and certainly didn't want to go into 8-9 with Western Washington next up, on your schedule. So, we put some urgency on the team, and the players responded, and especially the two senior captains. Manny Pasconka put us up 1-0 in the first half with a nice finish, and then everybody played great on the day. And St. Martin's got a goal in 77th minute to make it 1-1, and at that point the momentum kind of shifted, and I thought we might be in trouble, but we kind of weathered the storm there, got to overtime, and Sarah Gress scored a terrific goal, coming out of the back there, at least a 70-yard run, and finished on a 1v1 breakaway with the keeper and slotted it home for the 2-1 victory. So it was just like we draw up in practice, that run that Sarah had. It was a pretty special goal.
I hope she credited the coach. But, no, that's kind of neat because, and I know Sarah doesn't care and the coach, but every now and then, it's nice to get some pub and get a goal, even though she probably doesn't care. She was, you get the victory. But you got to overtime. How did you prevent them from keeping that momentum, not much time left in the game, went into overtime, they're at home, just that play and just her, the work of the seniors, or much, much more you just, remained poised or gathered your got back it with it, and how'd you get into the overtime and took the game away from them actually?
We both teams had worked hard, and we're 3-1 in overtime this year, so we do pretty well when we get to that point. I think we put a lot of work into our conditioning, and I think it pays off for us. We've won a lot of tight games this year that haven't gone to overtime, and we've like I said gone 3-1 in overtime. We actually took two people off the bench that hadn't played as many minutes and kind of started them in that overtime and kind of gave us some fresh legs there. And, I think overtime, though, at the end of the day, it's about just finding it somewhere. And we found it. And that's why you have seniors on your team. That's why you have captains on your team, because that run that Sarah made was pretty special. You won't see that very often, and that's a senior captain, and I think finding that extra energy in the tank to do something like that, it's not something you can coach. It just comes from within, and she found it that day.
Describe what you saw, since obviously most folks just have the account of the written word. Talk about that Sarah's goal in the play that won the game, and your first road win in the GNAC, a big game.
Yeah, it's, I think ball, like I said, about 70, 75 yards away from goal. two people going for a tackle, kind of pops out to Sarah. And I mean, we've talked to her all year about trying to get forward out of that position, and she's done that this year. But got the ball, started dribbling, beat a couple people in the midfield, and found Allie Gamberg, who was playing up top at the time, played a nice ball to her. And after she played the ball, she just continued her run. Allie Gamberg turned, slotted her through on a breakaway, and from there, Sarah probably dribbled another 15, 20 yards to get in the 18-yard box, and keeper comes out, and she just puts it away. So it was pretty exciting.
On the substitutions in the overtime or even late in the game, was it strictly on the freshness thing? Try to get a couple new bodies in there, or was there more to it? Or
no, it was. I mean, Heather Lansdowne went in, and Heather hadn't played the whole game. I think she played maybe 1 minute in the first half, and that was more a sub just to kind of kill the half out. And we started Heather Lansdowne in the second half. She hadn't played the entire game. I've told her to get warmed up there right after the game, and you know, just get some fresh legs in there. And Heather's been a good player for us this year. She's a freshman, hasn't seen a ton of time, but she's a good player. So we thought that would be good. We started Kelly Ross out at an outside mid position, who she had played in the game, but probably only 20, 25, 30 minutes, and kind of put fresh legs in there. And just, that's the great thing about our team is we do got good players that can come off the bench, and we have faith in those players coming off the bench too. It's they're certainly. You know, we have our starters and non-starters, but we've got some good starters and we got some good non-starters. So when I make a substitution, I don't really worry that we're gonna go down in level.
All right, Coach. Congratulations on the win at St. Martin's. It took overtime, but you got her done, and we'll be back. And a tough one coming up at home to close out the home season on Halloween. And we'll be back to talk about the Western Washington match right after this. You're listening to the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
Sign up with SignPro. Let the people know.
Trust SignPro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with SignPro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with SignPro.
Welcome back. Our thanks to Denny Menholt, Farmers, and First Interstate Bank. Coach, not an easy one. Western Washington at home to close it out on Halloween in a doubleheader action. Always nice to, on Friday, as we like to say, blow off everything, get out and watch some good soccer, and double dip with the men to follow on coming up on Halloween.
Yeah, it should be an exciting game. You know, Western Washington, they're sitting in first place in our conference. They're in good position to win the GNAC, and we certainly want to try to be the first team to beat them in the GNAC because nobody's beat them this year. So they're on an 11-game unbeaten streak. Very, very good team. Big, strong, pretty physical. But they play some good soccer too, and obviously they're a good team with what they've done this year. So we're going to have to play one of our better games on the year, played pretty mistake-free, but we're excited about it. We have some momentum coming off the weekend. Team is playing good. We're at home, so why not? We respect them, but we're, as I've said on this show, we respect every opponent, but we're not in awe of anybody. And if we can come out and play some mistake-free soccer and play well at home, I'm sure we can come out with the result.
Six games ago, Western Washington, I recall, you seemed pretty pleased with the effort on the road.
Yeah, well, I was, especially the first half. Second half, I thought they were by far the better team against us in the second half. But that's on the road. They're at home. I think coming at halftime of that game, the shots were like 8-7. Pretty even game, 0-0. And they just came out with a little bit more in the second half and got an early goal and then put us away there in the last minute to go 2-0. With a 2-0 victory, but if we play well, we can beat them, and our players believe that, we believe that. But again, we're going to have to play very well, and I'm sure it'll be like every GNAC game. It'll be a battle, and it'll take 90 minutes, and sometimes it takes even a little bit more, as we've seen in previous games in the GNAC.
And you can go in, I know the coach, you build it up and everything, but, nothing to lose. You go in there and hang it out on the line and see only three games left and for the seniors, and obviously they've been competitive and playing well all year long. And I don't know, it seems like the other teams and the other players seem to step it up in a game like this because they've played with their teammates and the Carlsons and the Gresses and the Plesancas has meant so much to this program.
Yeah, they have, and this will be their final home game. We had our senior day about a week and a half ago, but this is their final home game, so I'm sure they'll all be excited about it. And I think the players definitely are playing for them and each other. And we had 9 wins last year as a program. We've equaled that the other day, so we're kind of shooting for our 10th win on the season, which would assure us of finishing at least 500 on the year. And so there's a lot to play for. You're playing a nationally ranked opponent, one of the best in the conference, in the country. Last game at home for your seniors. A chance to get your 10th win on the season. So, yeah, it'll be an exciting game. It should be fun and be on Halloween, so we'll see what that brings.
All right, Coach. Thanks. Good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot, Pat.
Okay, we'll be back to wrap it up. You've been listening to the Lady Yellow Jacket Soccer Show.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Closing it out, Sign Pro, Rimrock Stages, and GM Petroleum Connemara Superstores. Lady Yellow Jacket Soccer Show as they take on the top team in the GNAC Western Washington on Halloween and the men to follow. So get out there. The weather is expected to be decent at this time of the year, so can't beat it at the COT. The women at 1 o'clock on Halloween and the men to follow. So we'll see you out at the COT. For Don Trent and Pat Bowen, you've been listening to the Lady Yellow Jacket Soccer Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.